JIS Radio presents The Year in Review 2017. Some of the major highlights of a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
In this special edition of House Matters, we highlight some of the major happenings in Parliament for the year 2017. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Andre Palmer. The National Identification Registration Act was gazetted in November, having cleared both Houses of Parliament. The Act facilitates the establishment of the National Identification System, NIDS. Prime Minister Andrew Holness piloted the passage of the bill through the lower house, emphasizing the importance of the legislation to social protection and human capital development.
This legislation is not intended to take away people's rights. It is not intended to limit their ability to access service. It is not intended to take away their right to privacy. This bill is about empowering people to interact, interface, and transact with the state in an orderly way. That's all the bill is proposing to do.
Another highlight for Parliament last year was the passage of the Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Bill 2017, giving the government a critical arsenal in the fight against crime. The law gives the Prime Minister, on the advice of the National Security Council, the authority to declare any high-crime area of Jamaica a zone for special security operations by the military and/or police, as well as for the implementation of community development measures.
The establishment of the legislation is a signal that the government is not prepared to cede one square inch of Jamaica to any criminal organization.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Another notable piece of legislation for the year that was is the Building Act 2017, which was passed in the House of Representatives. The legislation seeks to establish a modern legislative framework that will reduce the vulnerability of Jamaica's built environment and ensure public safety. Attorney General Marlene Malahoe-Fort, in her statement to Parliament, gave support for the bill.
Very often you hear that the authorities are not regulating and are not enforcing, and those who employ building practitioners are shortchanged at the end of the day. With the passing of this new law, we have a fresh opportunity to ensure that our buildings are up to standard.
Two bills were passed in the Senate in September, paving the way for the reform of pension arrangements for employees in the public sector. The Pensions Public Service Act of 2017 was passed with 62 amendments, and the Constitution Amendment Establishment Fund Payment of Pensions Act of 2017. Under the new provisions, pensionable officers will be required to contribute 5% of salary towards a pension. Leader of Government Business Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith pointed out that the payment of pensions continues to be unaffordable for the government, and the aim is to make the system more sustainable while providing adequate benefits for pensioners. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, gained a university status following the passage of relevant legislation in the Houses of Parliament.
This policy decision is indeed timely in our contemporary society economy and is congruent to the increasing quality of the maritime programs and the growing student demand. It's an opportunity for Jamaica to rebrand and use its higher education sector as an export industry.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Rural Reed. That's it for this edition of House Matters. For 2018, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has indicated that key pieces of legislation to be brought before Parliament include the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, and National Security Acts to be tabled during the course of 2018.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.